to crisis, and white business owners were the defectors in this case. They went to the apartheid regime and the different ruling parties and got the pro-apartheid party leaders basically thrown out of the party and elevated reformers that were willing to meet with the ANC and Mandela and decriminalize the ANC and then open the pathway for elections. So in this case, it was definitely economic and business owners that were the crucial pillar. Every different conflict has to sort of do its own, every different movement has to do its own assessment of what the critical pillars are and then what the feasible pillars are for them to affect with their disruptive power. So repression happens almost almost every time there's a movement of this kind, because they are making maximalist claims, they're large scale, they're very threatening to the opponent. And so there's a question about what do movements do when they are repressed? Now, repression doesn't necessarily undermine nonviolent campaigns to the same degree that it does armed campaigns. Repression against armed campaigns can be highly effective when it's very intense and indiscriminate. But it is very difficult to have intense and indiscriminate repression against unarmed people. And there are two reasons for this. The first is the political risk. So if you're a dictator and you are facing a mass nonviolent uprising that's clearly committed to nonviolent action, that's growing in its popularity and support base, that involves people that you thought were on your side, it is very difficult for you to decide with confidence that when you order your police and military to go out there and crack down, that they're going to follow the order. And so many times, they don't even make that order, right? So they don't even call out their military to engage in that kind of action because they're afraid that they'll defect. And if they defect, it's the end of the regime for sure. So they tend to rely on more maybe subtle or smart forms of repression, like targeting particular individuals and jailing them or trying to discredit them, trying to undermine their legitimacy, trying to undermine the legitimate claims of the movement by saying it's a foreign conspiracy or they're terrorists, trying to use agents provocateurs to destabilize the movement from within, infiltrate the movement, surveil activists. They do these things because they know that using the brute force blunt instrument is way too politically risky. It can backfire. You can get defections. The other reason why repression is more difficult against these campaigns is that it's practically hard, actually, to suppress all the people all the time. Movements that are very large are really hard to suppress using force. This is that 5% rule thing again, which is that there's, you know, most government security sectors are nowhere near 5% of the population in their size. So they don't have the wherewithal to do it. And the other thing is that very large movements are able to sort of shift their methods from methods of concentration, where people assemble mass, to methods of dispersion, where people stay away from places they're expected to go. Though the methods of dispersion, like stay-at-homes or boycotts or other forms of non-cooperation, are really hard to repress because it's much harder to make somebody stop doing something they're doing than to make them start doing something that they're not doing. An example of this might come from, say, the Iranian Revolution, where during the sort of pivotal 100 days of the Iranian Revolution back in 1978 and 9, the first 90 or so days were funeral processions, mass demonstrations, and other forms of street action. Some non-cooperation among business owners and such, but largely it was street demonstrations that were repressed, and then more people would come out for the funeral 2 days later. There was a lot of killing that went on. The security forces were literally assassinating religious leaders as they spoke to large crowds. There was one very dramatic scene where there was a religious leader who was speaking and was shot, and another one got up and took his place and carried on. Very dramatic scenes like this. It's probably one of the largest popular revolutions we've seen in the last 100 years. There were probably 10% of the population of Iran that participated in this revolution against the Shah, who was backed by the United States. So essentially what ultimately happened is it was just becoming too dangerous to continue doing these street demonstrations in the midst of this level of violence and with U.S. backing, right? So what happened is that the movement finally convinced oil workers in the countryside to go on strike, and they paired the strike with a stay-at-home demonstration.
See, you know,
WRCT is the best place for thee. Send the music out your hair for the hours every day. WRCT Pittsburgh Chop 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 Chop.
It's what's called Never All I Care.
Well, with this change of the weather, some people might have a little rock and roll pneumonia. I guess it's time to call out the doctor. Dr. Love!
We went to Ostend and it was freezing.
Apologize. Chop, 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 chop.
This is Brad Keselowski, driver number 2, Discount Tire Ford Mustang. Racing fans know that a quick pit stop to check the tires can give me the winning edge. The same is true for your car. Proper tire tread helps keep traction on the road in everyday driving. To check your tread, simply insert a penny, Lincoln's head first, into your tire grooves. If you can see all of Honest Abe's head, it's time to get your tires checked by a professional.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Kinder, die mich suchen werden, mich, ihren Erzähler, Vorsänger und Tonangeber, weil sie mich brauchen wie sonst nichts auf der Welt. Du Sembarke.
Sucks!
Thank you. Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Happy holidays from all of us at WRCT.
Thank you. Man, I'll tell y'all something. Tonight is the first night of the U.S. tour, and we couldn't pick a better place to start. Now, people, just to make sure y'all with us, people over here, let me hear you. People over here, make some noise. Wild animals here in the back, make some noise. My goodness, people. My goodness. Y'all ready for some old school rock and roll? I'll tell you something. We got a lot of good stuff planned tonight. We got old stuff, 70s, 80s, 90s. We got it all. Yes, indeed. Here's one you ought to know. This is the first time we played this in a long time.
Separate kit atom and skillful fluttering kite accurate noise create express rail barbarous letter. Chop 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 chop.
Those haters with a brilliant at-bat smash. I'm an activist, baby. I like to fight. A competitor, baby. Never die, never die. Not conservative, baby. I'm so above the right. Watch me treat those haters to an SH movie night. Like what you see of rappers can be entertaining. If I said I have respect, would you believe me or play me? Check my receipts or stake me. Check my degree, graduate me, Kathy. Dress who he wedded, D.O.R. like baby. Thank you.
War Machine! War Machine! Loretta Albuquerque!
Mo Royce, did I ever tell you about the time I worked with Dolly Parton?
No, really, on a song?
No, it was in Los Angeles.
A Hollywood movie?
No, in a high-rise in the financial district. The year was 1880. The disco gold rush was nearing an end, so society turned their attention to new types of metal, mostly iron and hair. Dolly Parton.
I'm talking about. Girls, let me hear you. Oh, there's more of you than that. Girls, I'm gonna spend one night with you. I wanna make you scream. Let me hear you. All right, guys, you and I think alike. When you're with these girls, take your time, go real slow. You know, once you get them going, they're gonna tell you, come on and love!
Thank you. To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Schadenfreude. Schadifraud. Schadenfraud. Schadenfrude. 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 Schadenfreude. Shop, 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 shop.
Schadifraud.
Disco King, bring me the Disco King.
gathered here in Washington, the new hope and confidence in the old adage, if the people lead, the leaders will follow.
I think it's just by the grace of God that we're allowed to still work and let these last few things out.
We have a far different vision of our place in the world and our responsibility to its people. We want to end our long and shameful silence here today and in one strong, clear, and unified voice say no to death and war and yes to life, so that we may be made worthy of the long-promised blessings reserved for the peacemakers.
Thank you.
coming up next. Goat's got the goat. Go, go, go.
Fellas, look who just walked in the door. That's Lonesome James King.
Well, thank you, David. Good to be here. Lonesome Owen Saunders is up there getting his fiddle. He'll be down here in just a little bit. But right now, I'd like to do that song me and you was rehearsing the other week. We was fooling around. I'd like to get together and do it if you want to. Remember that? I keep my love with you.
Glad you said it.
Keep my love. Turn my life into woe. Yesterday, someone told me that a new love took my place, but all I have is a memory. I know time can't erase. Keep my love with you, wherever you go. Please don't ever hurt me or turn my life into day that you left me. I thought our love was through, and now I found out, little darling, I can't live without you. Keep my love with you. Turn my life into woe. Don't turn my life into woe.
Keep my love with you, friends. I hope you enjoyed it. That's a pretty one, James. Wonder I could remember all them words. It's been a while since we sung it, but I enjoyed it and hope you did too. Hey, look who's slipping around here in the corner with his fiddle in hand. James, that's your fiddle player and our guest today, Owen Saunders.
Owen, you got a good fiddle tune picked out for us today. Boy, I sure would like to hear one.
Yes, sir, James. When I was a kid, I'd listen to Chubby Wise play the old longbow on that Florida blues. We'll give it a try.